June 12, 2023, it's a Walk for Pedro show.
Loved you and no one else could. your bridges, let your friends fall as they may. You ran home to your mother and tried to just fade away, just fade away. You never even once laughed at my jokes,
show. Started off with Body and Soul. Now, this is a live excerpt from 1960 John Coltrane, one of the earliest live recordings of the quartet. Actually, not the quartet, because they didn't have Jimmy Garrison yet. They still had Reggie Workman. He was in Reggie Workman on the bass.
Are you a jazz guy? I didn't even know you had that background in jazz, too.
Well, you know, I'm 65 now, and I've come to the understanding that music's music. I hate fucking labels and genre shit, so.
Yeah.
I got cured of that. And people, you can tell that I'm not man low because of the wonders of them Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. I got Brian Crum with me. Welcome aboard, Brian.
Hey, what's up? Hi from Chicago.
Yeah, I was conceived there. I was born in Virginia, but I was actually, there's a boot camp there for sailors. And my he was 18 years old, met my mom. Great Shores or something, Lake Shore. We got to tell them that we heard a tune from you. This is Brian Crum and his Barfly friend. Speaking of which, Barfly, right? This movie with Mickey Rourke and Faye Dunaway.
Yeah.
The cat he's about, right, Mr. Bukowski? He lived his last 14 years here.
Oh, wow, okay.
In fact, he's
I did not even think of that. I also did not think of the name of the album, which is called Just Fade Away, and then someone told me, should we think of the Buddy Holly song, Not Fade Away? And I was like, I did not make that connection at all, and that's really sad.
Shit like that happens, though, right? Parallel universes all over the fucking place.
Yeah, and there's so many album names, band names, et cetera, et cetera.
I'll tell you about song titles. can't copyright them. There's so many of them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Still try, though. I do.
Let's learn about your journey through music. Can you please bring your earliest musical recollection?
Yeah, for sure. I played my first gig was my sixth grade graduation party at
elementary
school.
I'm sorry, it's not playing. Yeah. I mean first experience with music. Like some cats tell me about hearing shit when they're still inside their ma.
No, I wouldn't be one of those guys, but I did gravitate toward music very early on.
And, do you remember a memory like some cats say, yeah, I was driving in the car and my pop had the radio on, or this my ma had the record player with the opera singer, something like that.
Yeah.
Did you have
a
moment
like that?
For me, it was MTV.
Like, you know, it was
MTV.
It was all MTV. Right. Yeah, it was, you know, big fan of the metal bands, and then my brother told me, Brian, stop buying Dokken albums. We want to.
That's nearby in Redondo Beach, by the way. Dokken used to record. It's where the Minutemen recorded that Project Merce record, same studio Dokken used.
Yeah, nothing against them because I have very much respect for anyone that's a working musician for a living. But my brother introduced me to R.E.M. and, you know, I was a big Stray Cats fan too. So when I saw those bands on MTV, it was very eye opening and this doesn't seem that hard. Maybe I can learn how to play guitar too. You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah, let me ask you this. The pad you grew up in, was there musical instruments?
Yeah, because I requested them to be bought.
Okay. But sometimes, like, you know, you get consciousness or whatever. Wow, what's that piano over there? Maybe I jump on that. So that's why I asked that.
We had this place called Grandpa Pigeons, like a sort of a equivalent of a Kmart or something down in St. Louis area where I grew up. And I requested a guitar, and so I did get a harmony and like a little no-name amp. And I was also playing saxophone in the grade school band.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Were you in the choir or the marching band or shit like that?
Yeah, it was the band, and I started playing saxophone, which I still have the same instrument, believe it or not. But it,
alto.
Yeah, Vito E flat, Italian made saxophone, and I still bust it out every now and then just to annoy people.
So when you got your guitar, obviously with the sax, they were teaching you at school. But did you get a teacher for the guitar?
I did. I took and I will always tell this, Mike. I'll tell anyone who wants to learn guitar. I will say, you spend a month practicing half an hour every day, and I think after that you pretty much got it, unless you want to be like a virtuoso, you know.
Okay.
That's what I did.
Like learning how to talk.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Can I ask you, Brian, first record you bought with your own money?
Ooh, let's see. That would be, I think I'll have to go back to probably the Stray Cats, because I was still am a huge fan of Brian Setzer.
Good guitar man.
And, you know, I did meet, I played out at the Cat Club out there in L.A., and I met Slim Jim, and did not have more than one word with him, but I was so excited to play at that club. And
was that the basement?
No, it was like a place right on...
the guy you met in the band, he was the bass guy?
No, he's the drummer. Slim
he
Jim
was the
Cam.
Drummer, and he'd play standing up, right?
Yeah.
And like Brian Setzer would tour with them old guitars and shit. I talked to some promoters, like, yeah, he'd bring these old Gretches out, not beaters, you know,
reissues.
He brings the real fucking thing.
Thousands of dollars.
Let me ask you this. What was the first gig you saw?
Oh, geez. Now you're going to embarrass me because it was my, not embarrassing at all, actually, because I still respect this band too, but my... my friend and longtime bandmate, Chris Motor, his dad took us to see Genesis at the, and it was Three Sides Live Tour, I think. And not only was it the first show I saw, it was also the first time I got a contact buzz because everyone
smoking
dope, you know. And yeah. I went home when I was 12 years old. I was like, Mom, I'm hungry. What the hell is going on here?
Look, you gave me this another song about you. Let me play it.
Okay.
Nowhere to go but up from here. I tried to change myself to be better. Better than I thought I could be. Nowhere to go but up. Now watch me as I wait here, and time won't stop. I stared at the moon tonight as hard as I could. I wish you were here with me. I told you that I should. I would have took you in my arms and not let you go for a long, long time. I never would have thought I'd write another song about you. Here I am again. Here I am again. Am I just singing in the wind? Nowhere to be but in a higher place. Nowhere to be but here, but I'm lost. Lost without a trace. I should be happy until I'm dead. Without an ounce of regret swimming in my head. I never would have thought I'd write another song about you. Here I am again. Here I am again. Am I just singing in the wind? I'll be waiting right here. By the side of the road. Till you remember everything you've always known. But I never would have thought that I'd know the song about you. Just singing in the
wind. Look at the sun. Look at it go down. Look at the sun. Watch it go down. Wow.
cannot escape this thought and it's haunting me. Follow me round the room. But if I hadn't been there to see you that night, if I was too late or arrived too soon, you stood at the top of a bending stairs with a face I won't forget. Your friends filed in while this was happening on the night that we first met. When there were parties on every Saturday at the house on Elmer Street, sometimes on Sunday too, and sometimes on Sunday. I remember feeling so simple as you stared down from the stairs. Thought you were so far out of my league, I hid behind my hair. When there were parties on every Saturday at your house on Eleanor Street, and sometimes on Sunday too, and sometimes on did I know we'd meet again. Accidentally, while talking to friends. Little did I know I'd fight for your love. Truth be told, I thought you glowed like a star shining through the heart of the blackest night. I would never put up a fight, let you have me the way you wanted me to be. There were parties on every Saturday at the house on Eleanor Street. Sometimes I'm done. Sometimes I'm done with you. There were parties on every Saturday at the house on Eleanor Street. Sometimes I'm done with you. Sometimes I'm done with you.
For Pedro Show, that chunk of music started off with The Great Crusades with Another Song About You.
Yep.
Diane Marie Clover with Wild Rue. Florian Kupfer, this is brand new, Albert, About You with the letter U, a little Prince kind of thing. Yeah. Bill Cohen with Beyond Man's Footsteps. That happened because of them doing the girly text, right? They want to abbreviate. Barbara Tucues with Biana Wolf Mueller's Drum Drop. That's a fucking tough thing to say. And that's brand new. 99 Letters with Wakaki Orchestra Number 2. And finally, The Great Crusades again with Sometimes on Sundays 2.
Yes.
So what about after school, not graduation, but in the afternoon? Did you get into the basement band, bedroom band, garage band thing?
I sure did. Yeah, like a lot of us did.
Yeah.
We would, and my dad, if you talk to my dad ever, if you happen to talk to Tim Crum, he will say the infamous line, turn it down, I mean way down. Because we would send, and we were playing gigs already when we were, in right after we could drive. You know, we were playing gigs over the, on the landing over in St. Louis, you know, and we actually, the first gigs we played, our moms and dad would drop us off, and, you know, it was kind of bizarre. But then after we got our licenses, we did start driving to the gigs, and then we would, you know, lie about our ages, you know, to get the gigs and the clubs over in the St. Louis area. And then we actually, we did have those, and eventually we got, we did eventually get enough money to buy our own PA system, which in the St. Louis area, you can't really play gigs without bringing your own gear. Maybe this is the same for you, Mike, but so we bought a PA and we would set it up in the basement, you know, and it would be blasting. And I would actually go to the top of the hill where Chris and I grew up, Chris Motor and I grew up, and just put a record on or a recording on. And it's like, I wonder if I could hear it all the way at the top of the hill. And then my mom and dad would get home from work and they'd be like, Jesus, Brian, can you
turn it way down?
Way down. And we did get, you know, the cops called on us a few times, but that's not unusual.
Well, who was in this first band of yours?
Well, a lot of the same people I play with now on the Barfly Friends record, Brian Hunt, Christian Motor, we started playing music together. And
I ask you about the material? Were you, like me and D-Boom, we learned off of copying off records. But did you guys start writing your own stuff too?
I mean, we did start writing our own stuff pretty early on.
That's great.
And yeah, I know that it was just a learning process too, because you're trying to figure your stuff out. You know, you don't want to exactly copy people, but then you just know, you know, you learn what you can do and you write the best songs you can. And I don't know, you know, so it continues to this day, you know.
Well, what did you call you before you could drive? You weren't calling this the Barfly Friends.
We had many band's names. I'm sure you did too. It's like what was the first? The first band was called Torcher, Torcher.
Well, can you remember Can you remember the first Torcher gig?
Yeah, I think it was like a family kind of gig that we played on someone's front lawn or something, and then we had Straight Curves. We also had Norwegian Wood.
Well, let me ask you, did that Torcher gig, would you consider it a success? Because you only have your first gig once.
Yeah. As far as I was concerned, it was a success, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, did they throw shit? I don't know what you consider a success.
I don't think they threw, like, rotten eggs or anything.
Okay, because I've had that experience, not my first gig, but I've had several, not rotten eggs, but I'll tell you this, batteries hurt, especially the D-ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's a funny story, because Brian Hunt, you asked about the early gigs, and I remember I actually opened a gig for just Brian and I opened a gig for the Violent Films at Mississippi Nights, which I'm sure you played at before.
Many times, yeah.
And some people were, half the crowd loved us, half the crowd hated us, and half the crowd was throwing, you know, spare change. And we're like, we're just trying to do a gig. Come on,
yeah,
man.
I know. Well, I always ask that because, you know, I've had the experiences. So you would call that first Torcher gig a success, and then you guys changed your name to what? Straight Curves?
Straight Curves. That was the high school years. And then we had a band called the Suede Chain, which had a relative success. We were based in Champaign, Illinois area, where we all went to school there.
U of I, right?
Yep, and I actually saw you play there at Mabel's.
Mabel's, right by the school, yeah, I remember.
You know, with Firehose, not Minutemen, but...
Okay, I remember a couple gigs there with Firehose there. I bought a euphonium. I thought it was a baritone horn all these years, but it's actually a cousin called a euphonium. I'm finally trying to learn how to play it after 30 years. Yeah, I saw it at a pawn shop for like $20. I said, hey, that's bass clef. I'm going to try to learn that. And now 30 years later...
Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying to, no, like Orson Welles said, right? No wine before it's time. So, okay, right. Okay. So I remember Mabel's. In fact, I played. Yeah, Minutemen played there also earlier.
Yeah, I'm sure that, and many people have mentioned that you're one of the only bass players that actually breaks strings during a show, and you did break.
Those days, not these days though. Not these days. I ain't strong enough. Yeah. But those days I did. Yeah. So I learned how to change them real quick.
I know.
Yeah.
I saw you do it that night.
Okay. So you guys, the Sway Chain, Champaign, Illinois.
Yes.
Okay.
And we had one song called Daisy Dawn that some people might know. Sort of a regional hit kind of thing. It was around the same time that the 90s, there was Poster Children, there's a band.
Oh, I remember them.
Hum was a...
Yeah, I remember them, too.
Yeah, they had...
kind of like Sonic Youth.
Yeah, they definitely had that influence. Flaming Lips, I think they had the same producer that they were not necessarily going for, but... and then there was Menthol, there's a band called Honcho Overload. There was a lot of great bands, actually, and there still are, actually, in the Champaign-Urbana area.
Did you guys tour?
We sure did, yeah. We toured a lot on the East Coast. Went to New York a bunch, and everywhere in between. Didn't get out west that much, but we sure did, and that was like, we were just like... trying to actually, there's a song on the new record. It's called "Stuck in the Van," the Barfly Friends record that is sort of based on those years. That is sort of there's a sweet spot in my heart. And there always will be for that band, the Sway Chain, and thankfully I'm still friends with all of them. You know,
that's great. What happened with the band?
Well, we did one album. It sold, I think about 10,000 copies or something like that. And then the next record kind of flatlined a little bit, and everybody wanted to do their own thing, So.
Like they say in the business, it racket. I wish it was a business. It ran its course.
Yeah, it's part of the course. Yeah, it is, and a lot of people don't really realize that it is a lot of work to be in a band. It can be, if you are taking it somewhat seriously, or even if it more as a songwriter, if you want your songs out in the world, it's like it doesn't just happen.
You got kind of force the issue. Now was the Sway Chain the first time you went in the studio to record?
No. I recorded a lot of stuff, with my bands in high school and stuff. But
now, were you ever involved? Because, a lot of music cats now are recording themselves these days.
That's what the new record that we just put out, the Barfly Friends, it was recorded a lot during the pandemic. So I was just passing, files back and forth with my compadres, and I did buy a couple of nice microphones, I have my little basement studio, and
I think that's really great. In the old days, there was such a separation from the cats who recorded and the cats that were being recorded.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you go back and look at those old videos of, the Beatles or whatever, and the guys in Abbey Road are wearing the white lab coats.
Lab coats, yeah, right. It's like two different nations almost.
Yeah.
Right.
Which now I think it's great for kids, too.
Absolutely.
For example, like GarageBand is so freaking easy just to pull that up on your phone or your laptop or whatever.
I had a cat on the show who made a whole album using the virtual instruments on his leash, iPhone, with the GarageBand. Yeah. Now, one is, made a whole album. It's pretty wild, that strings, all this stuff, right?
So I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
That's something we didn't have as a more younger people. But, you know, I think it's still you know, all the scariness about AI and stuff, but I think you still need to have the dreams, the imagination and stuff. So even though that stuff's getting more econo and easier access, we still got to have good ideas.
Of course. That's why I'm not scared of AI, actually, right, because, right. You know, you do hear some of the stuff. I know that some dude produced, like, a new Beatles tune recently about with using AI, and I was like, that sounds great, but, you know, it is, you know, you can tell.
Absolutely.
I think, I don't know if you know, Nick Cave recently wrote
birthday
about
birthday party.
In his blog that he does, he sends out the a weekly, maybe it's bi-weekly email that someone said, AI, write a Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds song, and he wrote back that, you know, it does somewhat sound like it myself, but it's...
yeah, like a mannequin. Anyway, we're at the end of the first hour. June 12, 2023, special guest Brian Crumb. Hold tight, fire, two. June 12, 2023, is the second hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
She was old as 16. I took her to a movie. You know what I mean. It was 1986 or something around there. A true small town virgin. We had an okay. On Highway 59, I told her I would love her to the end of time. She was a porcelain virgin with hair of black, my hands up and down all over her front and her back. She was only in the 10th grade. I'm in heaven, I had it so. I opened the back door. I whispered to you, I have done this before. You sighed so heavenly when I first touched your breast. And then we got all of the way halfway undressed. And I knew everything just like I do now. And all your friends will ask you how. Never known this before, a paradise. Yes, a paradise. Never known before, a paradise. Whoa. She was only in the 10th grade. I was in heaven. I had it so.
coffee on the carpet. Send it a screenshot.
Thank you. back in the place where I grew up. I saw many things I'll never forget. You wouldn't either if you saw them like me. A man took his dog for a walk in his Cadillac. It was crazy. The dog could pull on the car. Oh, take me to St. Louis. Take me out of the rain. Let me go to a place I can't remember with not much pain. Take me to the wall on Vandalia Avenue, so I can play my guitar and I can always remember you. I was in love, but I was too caught up to know it. We were happier than we'd ever been. It's funny how things work out in the end. Ain't it funny how things work out in the end? Take me out of the rain. Let me go to a place I can remember with not much pain. Take me to the wall on Vandalia Avenue, so I can play my guitar and I can always remember you. Uncle Tupelo, Deidre didn't know. We used to see them at Cicero in the bar down below. And every time I'd come in town, she'd always come around with kissing cars in the back of bars, even though we were spoken for. Oh, take me to St. Louis. Take me out of the rain. Let me go to a place I can remember with not much pain. Take me to the wall on Vandalia Avenue, so I can play my guitar and I can always remember you. Always remember you.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start off second hour with Great Crusades, Paradise at the Petite Four. And yeah. Andre Vita out of Berlin with Hello, San, or San, whatever. Handsome Furs from Finland with Passport Control. Alex Paxton, Sometimes Voices. Erica Don Lau, The Understory. I think she's playing Bikini Kill, took Billy's place. Co-ed after that, Pedro, man, Trenches. And then finally, Vandalia from the Great Crusades. Vandalia, name of a town.
Yep.
Right. Okay. We're up to the point of Suede Chain. What happens with you music-wise post-Suede Chain? Champagne or Baina scene?
1996 or so, the band was dissolving. In 1998, I moved up to Chicago. Because Brian Hunt the bass player, graciously said, well, somebody told me about the 10-year rule of living in Champaign-Urbana, and if you're there for more than 10 years, you're going to be there for the rest of your life. So I was like, and there's nothing, nothing wrong at all about living in Champaign. My uncle Rob still lives there right now. And I have the sweetest place in my heart for that town. I will forever. But then Brian Hunt, my longtime bass player, said, if you want to move up to Chicago, check it out. You know, I'll be, you can live up here for free until you find a job or whatever. And so I took him up on that offer. And then 1997, actually, before I moved out of Champaign, I formed the Great Crusades with some great friends of mine down in Champaign, and then sort of reformed it after I moved up to Chicago.
Did you get them to move to Chicago also?
They were already living here, believe it or not. Okay. And, so we sort of reformed here. Then our first record.
Let me talk about the Crusades, because you're not setting out to like remake the Sway Chain, right? And what do you want to do different with this band?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, what did you want to do different with the Great Crusades?
I wanted to move a different direction, and I was heavily influenced by, Tom Waits, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And some more like rock and roll projects, the Jayhawks, that Sway Chain wasn't necessarily that sound.
But some guys share bands, right? You have some members that were in both bands?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because the Sway Chain had Brian Hunt,
right? Bass.
And then Chris Motor was a longtime contributor, more of a string arrangement and percussionist, and also an amazing drummer too. I wrote all of the songs for the first Great Crusades record. Came out in 1998 or 97. I'm not sure. I wrote them all on the road with the Sway Chain, the back of the van, basically, when I was not driving, when I had the opportunity to take a rest or whatever.
So you had plans?
Not on purpose. But you know how songwriting goes. It's like you can wait around for freaking years to have what you think is a good song roll up, even though you might like try to write.
You're talking about the muse tapping you on the shoulder?
Yep. Yes, exactly.
Sometimes she don't want to come around, right?
Yes, she doesn't. She doesn't. And then what I did for this this record, the new record, the Barfly Friends record, actually, my wife was the... she put it out there that I would try to write a song every day at 5 o'clock before we started cooking dinner or whatever. And then I wrote 25 songs in a row. And then 11 of them made the record, the new record.
So a little discipline.
Yeah. I think it's helpful to set that time aside.
I love this title. Where do the titles come in? First or last?
For me, they all just sort of dropped out there.
Okay, hand grenade head, makes me think of pineapples, right? Let's listen to that.
Talk to Bobby. Oh, baby. we both been through it before. Thank you for taking off that phone. You're not one I can trust with information. I know inside you're wrong. So I'll stay with you through exactly what I'm feeling.
Somebody like Watt, he needs a title first or he's got no fucking focus. That's what I use the titles for, so you can bring everything to aid and abet. Let me tell the people what they just heard. That chunk of music start off the Great Crusades doing Hand Grenade Hit. Then Bombus Prendon, Bird Skull, brand new from Apostola. Saturday Night, Still Breathing. Klein Quartet with live excerpt from the End Times Festival 2015. Brother Scotty, North Carolina. Finally, Brian Crum and his Bar Five Friends, new record, right? Never Do As I'm Told. Was this one of the 25, one of the 11 of the 25 that made it?
It was, yeah. And I didn't purposely try to write that tune. It was another one that just sort of fell out, and but I found it to be sort of inspired by Steve Earle. his whole camp, you know.
Good songwriter, good singer, good player.
Yeah.
So what's your process for writing? Do you make demos, Brian?
I sure did. Yeah, I just recorded everything on my phone, and then I started sending stuff to my.
Okay.
From Christian Porter, and then just started sending tunes around and see if anyone had something to add to them.
Do you ask them to, like, you know, realize the demo, or is the demo just a starting place for to see what they're going to bring you?
For me, it's just a starting place.
Yeah,
it's
okay. No, I asked this because I had drummer man Joey Wanderkar on the show, and he said, "You ever record with Pete Townsend these days?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, you know, you actually play on the fucking demo. You start replacing the things Pete built the demo with."
Yeah. Well, Joey is an amazing player. As Pete Townsend is, you know, a huge hero of mine, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's like, I think it works differently for.
Yeah, of course. That's why I'm curious, because, you know, it's like anything, there's individual ways of learning and then bring it.
Right, yeah. I think it's up to yourself. It's whatever comfortable, you know, most comfortable.
And what's comfortable for you?
For me, it's just sending it's recording that initial idea just on my phone.
Uh-huh.
Go and record, maybe replace, you know. I definitely re-record vocals with a better mic than I have at home.
That's a full leash, right? Right.
At 20,000.
But, man, you need those things because, right, good ideas, they're just gone with the memory thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I use a little digital record, a little Sony thing I keep in my pocket because I just cannot remember things. And what about the lyrics? Do you keep, notebooks or journals, or do you write on demand?
I used to journal every day. I think it's very helpful for, you know, people starting out in songwriting. But now it's more of the sit down and try to write a song, you know, and see what comes out. And I don't really have a journal. It's more like writing on scrap paper or anything that's laying around.
Well, it sounded like a lot in the kitchen right before Chow, you were coming up with these tunes.
Yeah. And I don't know. Because I just got somewhat lucky that some of them I liked.
Roll the dice, right?
Yeah.
Baby needs a new pair of shoes. That expression always tripped me out. Like, you're going to win all this money, and the first thing you're going to do is buy baby a pair of shoes. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, we're at the end of the second hour. June 12, 2023 edition Wap Pedro Show. Special guest, Brian Crum. Hold tight for hour three. June 12, 2023. It's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
Daughters and our sons. at least while they're still young. Wrote this down while I was thinking, yes, I wear it all up my sleeve. Am I getting almost too young? One more thing before I leave.
So come sit at the table. Come sit while you're able. Come sit while you're stable. Trying to keep what I got. I can't believe how lucky I got. Even though I loved and I lost, I still got a lot. Yeah.
Come. woke up next to you today, made believe it's Saturday. I leaned over and kissed your breast, how I love when you say yes. Outside November's setting in, another year's about to end. Take it anymore. Damn telephone. I go to bed to sleep alone. I curse the day that I was born. You're the only one I was with that showed me any tenderness.
Pedro Show start off third hour with Great Crusades doing Sons and Daughters. Then John Truby, end of the month, he's going to visit me and Brother Matt. The Gecko discovers nebulous wonders of inner space. There's a title. Make that be so. And then finally, Great Crusades with Feel So Good to Be in Bed with You. I mean, I could see the title coming first there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love songs that are like have those parentheses.
Right, right, right. Parenthetical.
Trying to steal from Chuck Mangione or anything, you know.
Chuck Mangione. What was that? Was it trumpet?
So
not trumpet, but flugelhorn.
Flugelhorn. Yep.
Yeah, it's got more tube. More tubing.
It does.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds a little bit more mellow.
Right. Get into those fine difference between euphonium and baritone horn. Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, this new record you were doing during the situation and stuff, but are you going to tour? Is there a Barfly band that does gigs?
There is, yeah. We just had our record release show, this little place called Liars Club in Chicago on the June 2nd. And then we have some shows coming up in Germany starting on Wednesday. And then we have some more shows lined up for the rest of the year.
You're going overseas. Okay. We off-air people, we were talking about Great Crusades. In fact, this song Sons and Daughters came about because of the label over there you used to work with.
Yeah, especially my friend Rembert, who's one of the main guys at Floater House. And we would, whenever we would get a day off, we'd usually end up spending the night at his house, just sitting around the table and telling stories and, having dinner, having beers and stuff. And so that's probably why that was inspired. That's how I was inspired by that.
And who's in the Barflies right now? Do you still got Mr. Hunt on the bass?
Yeah, sure do. Christian Motor on the drums.
Yeah.
And Brian Leach, longtime friend of mine. And then we have Jesse Hotelling on vocals and percussion. And whoever might show up at the gigs. I don't know.
Good point.
Yeah.
What about this tune here? The first spilled drink of the evening.
Yeah.
I mean, that's first the title. Drink, yeah.
That was a tune I wrote. That was the first Great Crusades tune that I ever wrote, actually.
When you were in the back of the van?
I think so. Yeah.
on the Suede Chain tour. Okay.
Yeah. And it was just, I was listening to a lot of Tom Waits and a lot of Nick Cave back then. I was kind of trying to.
Again, to Rain Dogs?
I do love Rain Dogs.
The drummer man on there, right?
Sorry?
The drummer man on that record, Stephen Hodges, he was on my first opera, and I've been playing with him now with Mike Baghetta's MSSV project. And he, interesting process. A big part of Tom Waits' composing was the bass man from Canned Heat, Larry.
I didn't know that, actually. And he is amazing. I mean, Waits has a really good habit of picking out the best musicians.
Absolute.
His record is
a lot of good people playing for him.
I'm a big fan of Mark Ribot.
I had him on the show. He's like Nels Klein kind of. Speaking of Chicago and a St. Louis guy, Mr. Tweedy, right? He was a bass man.
Yes, he is. He actually grew up in Belleville, Illinois, outside of where I grew up in Collinsville.
Kind of east St. Louis, right?
It is, yeah. It's east of the Mississippi. It's across the river. And his Wilco's Loft is actually down the street from my house in Chicago.
Everything's so connected. Let me play this first spilled drink of the evening.
Okay.
The first spilled drink of the evening. Last cigarette of the night. I watched a scene unfolding. Even the end has to begin. Many moons since I first saw you. Under that broken beer sign. I can still see you smiling. Ordering tequila. And lime, many moons since I first met you. I wonder where you are now. Are you living back in London? happier than you've ever been. I remember when you told me you gotten intimate with him, but it did make you feel better. Just a new place to be in. I'm usually mumbling something about the one that got away. I say, I bet she's back in London. Back on tourist duty again. So she's on the Tower of London. She's telling him the ravens' names and whispering in Westminster. And laughing in St. Paul's. Are you running through the tube and losing him again? Here's a famous crosswalk. A tourist stop in traffic. Again, I'll be here at the bus door. I'll wait for your return. I don't know, but something tells me you won't be back real soon. But if you do, I'll buy us doubles. I'll sing you this little song. Maybe me, maybe you will spill that first drink. Stand at each other with eyes of fire when you light up. Last cigarette of the night. I know the end was never meant to begin. black fisherman stayed along the river. White fisherman stayed along the river. Fisherman says to the other, the storm is getting fierce. We're pulling sail right
Pedro Show, Last music for this edition. That chunk started off with the Great Crusades doing the first spilled drink of the evening. Then we had Jaap Blanc, Dutch dude. Damon Smith, who's been living in St. Louis, string bass player. And Rock Clown, Bob Moses, on the percussion, doing Switch Walk, brand new live thing. And then finally, Great Crusades with Two Fishermen. Right? I thought that would be a good closer.
Of course.
Okay, and do you do still Great Crusades tunes when you do this Barfly gigs?
We do, yeah. So the shows that are coming up in Germany, for example, the Barfly Friends will open for the Great Crusades, and hopefully that doesn't confuse too many people, but the Great Crusades are still a more well-known band entity.
So they're still active. Okay, they're still active. Okay, so it wasn't like you ended, it wasn't like with a sway chain where you end one thing to do another.
No.
It was like more parallel. Okay. Just a second here.
Yeah. So the Barfly Friends will open some shows for...
Sometimes it's like you never get off the stage, right? Now it's your turn to play with me. Now it's your turn to play with me. And like, you never get off the stage.
And I was the brilliant idiot that came up with this whole concept. So it's going to be like 2 to 3 hours of singing every night.
Oh, yeah. Because that... See, people, I got to tell listeners about this. With fingers, you get calluses. You can't get those on your vocal cords, or you ain't going to be able to hit any notes. So yeah. it's a hard thing protecting vocal cords.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the obvious things, stay away from tobacco and booze, but on the other hand, that kind of adds a certain raspiness. So
yeah, obviously, right? And then there's a... something about the technique, like use more chest, less throat, or shit like that?
Yeah. It's like I am horrible about warming up.
That's another one, right? Yeah, warm-up exercise.
Because I know I was – I took my daughter to – there's a place called the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago that she takes drum lessons there. And Amy from the Indigo Girls was actually in – there's a green room down the basement – and she was warming up, and I was like, how does she do that every night? And I was just like, that is...
You know who I saw doing that, or heard, and then saw? Charlie from the Pixies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't shit you. He'd, you know, kind of big man, and he'd just belt it out, you know, he'd get his thing going. So when it came for showtime, he'd have the goods, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting, because...
Ig actually does it, not really with the voice, more with, he gets his mic stand, you know, his cut down little legs, and then in front of the mirror, he does the whole set.
Okay.
Every night. Yeah, we'd have to get there 2 hours early. Very interesting. So I think people get their own way of getting ready, you know.
Yeah.
And getting the voice.
Is the most important thing to do for whoever is
And look, you know, people get done with records, and like, God damn, I'm glad that's over with. But then they want to start another one. Are you like that? You want to start another one already?
I do have a bunch of tunes that are left over, so it won't be that hard to start a new record. And I have already started sending them out to different people just to see if anything takes, you know.
Is it going to be Barflies or Crusades?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I've always tried to just see what happens with tunes, you know, see who comes up with the best ideas and see what happens organically, you know what I mean?
Sure. And not try to have everything, you know, laid out, because you end up doing reruns if you do that.
Yeah. Too much. Yes. And that is what sort of started happening with this last batch of tunes, that I started repeating myself. So I sort of farmed out the tunes to some other people to see if they might take different directions, you know, that are not the same as this Barfly Friends project, you know.
Okay, let me put out the invite then. When you decide on what's going to come up and you get it recorded, will you come back on the show? We can play it, talk about it?
I'd love to, yeah. Okay. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. And we got to thank Howard Wolfen for the connect, right? Thank you, Howard.
Yes. Thank you, Howard. And thank you, Mike. It's been like I'm a huge fan of yours. I know you're a veteran that, I just have followed your whole career. So to be on the show was like a real thrill for me. So thank you.
You're most kind. Thank you so much, Brian. We keep on keeping on, right? That's what John Paul Dirty wrote. Yeah. Okay. People, June 12th, 2023, edition of Wapito Show. Keep your battery right.